Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're cracking open Writing That Works by Kenneth Roman and Joel Raphaelson. So Sophie, what hooked you first?
Hey there, Sam. I'm glad we're doing this one. It starts with the idea that we were all trained to write for a teacher who got paid to read our work. In business, nobody's paid to read your memo.
They're paid to act on it. That changes everything about how you write.
The first sentence is the most important one. If you bury your main point in the third paragraph, you've already lost half your readers.
So it's like the inverted pyramid in journalism. Lead with the conclusion, then the details.
Exactly. A busy executive should get the essence in 10 seconds and decide if they want to read more.
Totally. And that's why the authors are so ruthless about brevity. They can't stand jargon.
They hate utilize when you mean use. And at this point in time, when you mean now. It's not sophistication.
It's muddled thinking. They want specific, concrete language.
Like, answer the phone by the second ring, instead of improve customer interface.
Right? That's measurable. And the test is simple. Can it be cut? Can it be simpler?
If yes, cut it. That's the discipline.
I also like what they say about outlining. You need to know what you want to say before you start.
Write the conclusion first. Then you can build the path to get there.
Without that, it's just a stream of consciousness and the reader gets lost.
And tone. Good business writing is like an intelligent person talking to another intelligent person.
So use you and die in we, and stay in the active voice.
Passive voice lets you dodge responsibility. A mistake was made.
Instead of I made a mistake, good writers own the action.
There are also specific templates for memos and proposals. The subject line is a headline.
So subject meeting is useless. Decision required by Friday works.
And for proposals, the executive summary is make or break.
Every document is a sales document. You're selling an idea or a point of view.
One of my favorite parts is the permission to write a terrible first draft.
Yes, get the ideas down first. The real work is rewriting.
That's the two-step process. Write quickly, then edit ruthlessly.
If you try to edit while you write, you'll never finish. And it solves empty page syndrome.
Start anywhere. Even a bad sentence is better than a blank page.
Exactly. And what about the fear of sounding too simple? I've definitely felt that.
The book says that's backwards. Clarity is a sign of mastery.
Einstein said, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough.
The before and after examples are incredible. 100 words become 40 without losing anything.
That's wild. Those examples really show the difference. It's not theoretical.
And then there's WIFM. What's in it for me? Every piece of writing must answer that.
Why should the reader care? What's the benefit? That's the empathy part.
And design matters. Walls of text are intimidating. People scan before they read.
Right. So you use short paragraphs, subheadings, and white space to guide the eye.
A well-formatted document invites you in. A bad one makes you want to leave.
So it's all about respect. For the reader, for your ideas, for time itself.
And writing is a skill, not a talent. It can be learned.
My takeaway is that good writing isn't about impressing. It's about serving the reader.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 lifetime. Because clear writing is a gift you give to your reader, and it's also a gift to yourself. We'll see you in the next one.